the goosebumps are already here on my arm. We've been talking about this for over a year now and planning it, and all of a sudden it's looming very fast on us for Saturday night. And if we get the weather on our side, I think we are really in for, you know, certainly one of the biggest meetings we've had here in a decade.
The best UK drivers, the best drivers from New Zealand, the Dutch are coming over as well. Everyone's here.
This is it. This is showtime, and this is where all the talking will stop on Saturday night, and a new world champion will be crowned. As you said, you know, from New Zealand, they're sending four of their absolute best drivers that they have. These guys are, you know, have got long-standing pedigrees in the sport, and they're not here just to make up numbers. They're not here just to represent New Zealand. They are here because they want to try and win that title and take it back. They would absolutely love it. I mean, our drivers go over to New Zealand most winters and part of a UK team and do a tour over there, and it really is just like England versus the All Blacks. It's exactly the same, and those guys are coming here with exactly the same intention. It's the same with the Dutch drivers too. I mean, those guys are, you know, from a competitive aspect, are just as competitive as UK drivers. They certainly know their run-ins when it comes to racing on tarmac. There's no reason why a Dutch driver, you know, at some point is going to take that title back overseas. So in a lot of ways, although there might be people with favourites and there might be people thinking about the form book, I'm going to stick my neck out like I did before for the National Hot Rod World Final and say I think this could be quite open.
It's a massive week for those guys in particular, the guys that are coming from abroad, just in terms of getting over here, then sorting the cars out when they're here, getting used to the track. And I guess that's one of the reasons why it starts so early on the Saturday. You've got people out there on the track from about 12:30.
We have indeed. Well, of course, a lot of the New Zealand drivers themselves have actually been over here. They normally come over about a month before. And what they do, they base themselves with one of the teams over here and they do a few meetings to acclimatise themselves with the car, which, of course, is all very well. But, of course, when they come to here at Ipswich, they start with a completely new book, because they may have raced on the shale at somewhere else, they may have raced on tarmac somewhere else, but this will be the first time they've been in that car at Ipswich. So that's why we've got practice and everything kicking off around about sort of 12:30 onwards before we get to the overseas finals, just to give these guys a little bit of track time out there to experience just how big this track is.
They're single-seaters. They've evolved over the years. I think 1954 Brisker F1 first started out, and there's been a lot of evolvement since then. Contact as well, so it's going to be quite a busy one.
It is. I mean, they're an incredible machine, as you say. That, you know, the sport really began over here in 1954. It appeared in America and France briefly, then came here in 1954. The cars that you see today are involved from the original cars. They're single seater. They are powered by small and large block Chevrolet engines in the main. They're engines that come, you know, racing engines that come over from the States. They run racing gearboxes. There's all manner of racing bits and pieces on these cars, but they are designed for contact, and when they hit hard.
We mentioned the action starts from about 12:30. What's the support programme like for this meeting?
Well, we've got a great support in the National Mini Stocks. Now, these are a formula that were derived many years ago, and they are for the young drivers, the children who want to get into the sport. It gives them an opportunity to get into a car, get racing, and then obviously when they get older, they progress into hopefully the full-size racing. But National Mini Stocks, in their own right, incredibly competitive. We had them here at the Thunder 500 meeting. It's amazing how quick those cars are, and they do get stuck in.
It promised to be a spectacular night. Sadly, it's the last night that me and you are going to be talking about here at Foxhall Stadium for a while. You're taking a break from us.
Yes, I'm moving on in October, Graham. So, yes, this is our last interview with regards to events here with Speedworth Motorsports. But before I go, I'd just like to say a huge thank you to a lot of people in the local Suffolk community that have supported me over the last two or three years. All the local businesses, I can't thank them enough for all their support of everything that we've done here. All the local drivers, every time we've done some promotional events, they've really come forward and helped me. And of course, all the fans as well, all the race fans, you know, it was all done for you. And I've appreciated meeting you and calling you my friends. And I've just had an absolute wonderful time. And I can't thank everybody enough in the Suffolk community that have supported me, supported Speedworth, and I hope that they continue to do so.
We've talked previously about, and we're looking over at Foxhall Stadium now, about how much this stadium means to you and has been a part of your life over the years. And I'm pretty sure you'll be back as a punter coming through the door.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We're going to take a little bit of a break. Need to take some downtime for a little while. And then, I shall go back to being a spectator like I was before. So, you haven't got rid of me yet. There's a lot of my childhood. I mean, as you said, I've been involved here for 48 years, since the age of four. So I've got a lot of personal memories here, incredible memories, wonderful childhood memories, and that's a message I would give to any parent out there. You know, bring your children along here. There are so many good, positive messages that children can learn from this sport. I learned how to communicate in the adult world. I've seen sportsmanship that you won't see anywhere else. Wonderful gestures of humanity. There's so many life lessons you can learn from this sport, and it's on your doorstep. So the local people of Ipswich, you know, bring your children here, get into the sport, get to know people, get to know drivers. They absolutely love your support, and let's keep this sport going great and good.
You've overseen thousands of meetings. You've been part of meetings as well, actually, on track, so it's going to be very, very difficult to ask you for a highlight.
It is. I mean, I had 48 years. I guess some things that I'm most proud of, I'm one of a very small select group of people that have raced both Speedway here and stock cars. I don't think there's many of us that have done that. All the speed weekends have been amazing. Last year, for me personally, I thoroughly enjoyed, Speed Weekend Past, because that was pretty much my own project. But it's other things like we had 125 lorries here in June for the Fox Fest Festival. I thought I'd seen it all until we did that. That was amazing. So many things, so many championships, so many wonderful drivers. Every one of them an absolute hero of mine. And lots of wonderful personal memories with my family as well. I feel closest to my parents here because of the time we spent here. And I've got some wonderful memories that I preserve, and they'll be with me forevermore.
Well, it's definitely, Dean, not going to be the same place without you. We wish you all the very, very best in whatever the future holds. And it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Graham. And I appreciate, everybody at BBC Suffolk. Thank you so much for all your support and all you've done for us. And let's hope we all cross paths again very soon.